Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, live and feeder contracts seem likely to open solidly lower today, pressured by follow-through bearishness and technical selling. But on the other hand, the hog futures should open moderately higher, tied to residual buying interest and pre-holiday short covering. Well, most cattle feeders will probably be happy to run up the white flag today, suing for a ceasefire until after the Labor Day break. It's been a brutal week for both cash and futures. Hopefully, the long weekend will allow the runaway bearish psychology to cool off a bit. Now, light trade surfaced again yesterday with prices around 110 in our part of the country. We could see a few scattered sales today. That's mostly cleanup action, but for the most part, business seems done for the week. Now, this morning's window for trading slaughter hogs will be a narrow one. Pre-holiday packer appetite should be limited, and the country offering should be relatively small. Look for bids to range from steady to about a dollar lower, assuming that today's kill will be close to 425,000 head, and tomorrow's slaughter right about 85,000. Now, on the grains, corn, soybeans, and wheat closed mostly higher yesterday. It was, of course, on the first day of September, but not an easy ascent as soybeans traded on both sides of the market during the session. Weekly export sales were largely uneventful, with corn, soybean, and wheat numbers down from a week ago. The winter wheat market was again slightly higher as they rebounded on bargain hunting after falling to 10-year lows in August. Ample global wheat supplies have kept pressure on those prices. Even Bulgaria, a small black seed producer this week, said it will harvest its largest wheat crop since 1980. The corn futures closed higher yesterday to recover from the previous day's contract lows. The buying likely was bargain hunting after the recent losses. Harvest should start in the southern Midwest shortly after the Labor Day weekend and move north by mid to late September. Soybeans closed firm after trading both sides of unchanged yesterday. Thursday's export sale was the fourth this week. The China buying mission earlier this week signed deals to buy 146 million bushels of U.S. soybeans. We'll check futures in a moment.
Coming up is Superior Livestock's Labor Day Auction, September 8th and 9th at the Doubletree Stapleton in Denver, Colorado, featuring 64,000 head. Sale starts at 8 a.m. Mountain Time both days. Get your buyer's number by calling 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Or click on SuperiorLivestock.com. The Labor Day Auction, September 8th and 9th at the Doubletree Stapleton in Denver, Colorado. Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, at the close yesterday, October live cattle down $3 at 103.57, December down 297 at 105.40, September feeder cattle down 322 at 137.30, and October was down 382 at 134.52. October hogs up 47 cents at 63.32, and the December was up 47 cents at 58 even. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September was up 8.5 cents yesterday, 379.75. December was up 9 cents at 406.5. Chicago wheat, December up 6.5 at 394.75. March was up 6.5 cents at 416.75. December corn's up 8.25 cents, 323.75. In March, up 8.25 at 334.25. November soybeans up 3/4 at 943.75. The January's up 1.25 cents, 947.25. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.